You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Hey everybody, welcome back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and I'm joined on the Skype line with my good friend Simon, who's going to be co-hosting this evening.
Good day.
There you go. Into the board, working well.
Yep, back on another COVID-19 social distancing edition of the Soundtrack Show on 101.5.
The Hawk. And it's day 796 of isolation. That makes us puts us well into, 2024. So I hope you're all doing well. from our bunker from parts unknown somewhere down in the east end of Hamilton. And using the magic of the internet to join Cayuga and the world to our little rambling this evening. So thank you for tuning in. If you're following, right,
so today we're going to talk about the Beastie Boys.
FNA.
And play some music from them. This show's sort of inspired by the fact that the remaining members of the band released a documentary movie called The Beastie Boys Story last month. And I watched it recently. It's a great show. Even if you're not super huge fans of the Beastie Boys, it's a really interesting story. Basically, it's really just a sort of a live concert video almost. But they don't actually perform. They're just like standing on a stage talking about their music and their experiences being Beastie Boys. So. If you're not super familiar with the Beastie Boys were Ad Rock, Adam Horovitz, Mike D, Michael Diamond, and MCA, Adam Yauch. Adam Yauch, or Yauch as they refer to him usually, passed away in 2012. So the Beastie Boys pretty much wrapped up, as a band when he passed away, unfortunately. But they have a huge catalog of music, and a lot of it, I was surprised to find out how much of it has been used in TV shows and movies. So we're gonna play some of those today.
They do like to sneak it in here and there. Like when we're going to play the song from Watchmen, which I did a Watchmen show late last year when it was on. And I thought, I remember hearing it, and I couldn't remember. It had been a while since I'd heard that song because it's Paul's Boutique is such a great
album.
It's the second album, but it's one of those, it's generally considered their Dark Side of the Moon, right?
It wasn't a commercial success compared to their first album, but it's a great album.
Yes.
I'm also surprised at how many kids movies have Beastie Boys in them. And we'll talk about that throughout the show, but we're going to start right now. We're going to play Sure Shot, which was in Shrek Forever, which is the fourth Shrek movie. And we're going to follow that up with Eggman, which you mentioned was from the Watchmen TV show, the Amazon TV show, not the movie.
It's also a great song in and of itself, so there we'll do that. So here you go. Beastie Boys, Sure Shot. It's the Soundtrack Show, Monday, May 18th. 101.5 The Hawk.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Well, you say I'm 27.
That track, that is so cool. Eggman by the Beastie Boys on this Beastie Boy Fest evening that we're doing tonight,
yeah,
here
right
on the Soundtrack
on.
Show.
As we were just mentioning, from their from Paul's Boutique, Eggman, and then from the Watchmen TV show on Amazon, we're gonna move along now to we're gonna talk about a different artist altogether, that sort of crossed paths with the Beastie Boys in a really interesting way. So in 1977, before the Beastie Boys were in existence, the Sex Pistols were supposed to play Saturday Night Live, and they couldn't make it. I'm not sure why. Who knows with those guys? And Elvis Costello was tapped to come in at the last minute and play Saturday Night Live, and he was about to play his big single in England. It was called Less Than Zero, but it was about British politics, and the American audience sort of had no connection to it. So after a few bars, he just stops the band and he says, "I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's no reason to play this song here tonight." And he launches into his other, known song called Radio Radio. And apparently Lorne Michaels was pissed. He really didn't like this, that he switched songs at the last moment, and basically banned Elvis Costello from Saturday Night Live for like decades. On the 25th anniversary show of Saturday Night Live, the Beastie Boys were one of the acts that was going to play. And I remember watching this because, you know, it was a pretty big deal at the time. And I was, you know, really into the Beastie Boys, and they were going to play. I was like, oh, I hope they play Sabotage. And so the Beastie Boys come on and they play a few bars. They start playing Sabotage, and I was really excited. Yes, Sabotage. And then like after a few bars, Elvis Costello runs in off onto the stage, pushes Mike D off the mic, and he says the same thing. He says, "I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's no reason to play this song here tonight." And Elvis Costello and the Beastie Boys launch into a version of Radio Radio. Mike D goes and plays the piano, like the Hammond organ type thing. So it was a really good version of Radio Radio, and it's a really cool sort of performance, but I'm still pissed that I didn't get to see Sabotage that night. Anyway, so here's Elvis Costello and the Beastie Boys playing Radio Radio, and don't worry, we will play Sabotage later, so you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm so smurfly. Here we go.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's just really no reason to do this song here tonight. One, two, three, four!
Baldwin, join me on Saturday Night Live with my guest, the Beach Boys.
No, we're the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
So you won't be doing Kokomo?
It would be nice. I would like to hear their version of Kokomo. Hey, we're back.
Yeah,
soundtrack show.
Interesting.
There you go, Simon. It's Mark with Simon,
right.
And we're paying tribute to the Beastie Boys this evening on the Soundtrack Show.
All right, yeah. So to follow up Elvis Costello and the Beastie Boys' performance on the 25th anniversary show of Saturday Night Live, we heard a little clip from 1994, of Alec Baldwin. It was a promo. And on that 1994 show that Alec Baldwin hosted, the Beastie Boys performed Heart Attack Man. We're going to play the album version of Heart Attack Man right now.
Here you go. Heart Attack Man, the Beastie Boys, Soundtrack Show, 101.5, The Hawk.
It's a little dilly about a good guy, though. You need no heart attack, man. And, you know, he weighs in pretty hefty. My man's like 2 minutes hefty.
How much he weigh?
He's like the guy in a hefty bag.
Okay, let's take it from here.
Just no tells like it's going out of style.
Get paid on the way 'cause it's worth your while.
Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn, from Licensed to Ill, originally, and in a bunch of things, including, what was that, The Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah, so this, I mentioned earlier about how many kids' movies have Beastie Boys in them. Here's another example. We had The Secret Life of Pets, which originally starred Louis C.K. as the main voice actor. Just when they came out with Secret Life of Pets 2, they replaced Louis with Patton Oswalt. But in the first one, there's a scene where the pets have to get to Brooklyn. And I remember seeing it in the theater, and I was sort of kind of horrified and also like excited to hear the Beastie Boys in a kid's movie. It was a little surreal. It was kind of the best part of the movie because it was the Beastie Boys, and it was also kind of the worst part because it was like the cheesiest thing ever. But anyway, an excuse to play the Beastie Boys' No Sleep Till Brooklyn, which is one of my favorite tracks. You know, can't pass it up. So.
Here's the question, though. Which of the pets had the room at the back of the bus where he could smoke dust?
I think so the pets were driving the bus, so I don't know. I think whoever wrote that was smoking the dust or whatever. Anyway, moving on. We're going to play a couple more from A Star Is Born. We're going to play Gratitude. And from the Netflix show Good Girls, we're going to play Hey Ladies.
Hey Ladies. And it's, again, the Soundtrack Show tribute to the Beastie Boys. Mark and joined with Simon this week. So thank you, dude. And Gratitude.
We'll be right back. funky.
That's Hey Ladies, originally from Paul's Boutique and more recently from the Netflix TV show Good Girls. And that this is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and I'm joined with my good friend and partner, Simon.
Good day.
So we're doing our little tribute to the Beastie Boys in honor of the film that's recently released on Apple TV called A Beastie Boys Story. Or is it Ah or The?
Ah, I think it's Ah, Beastie Boys Story. Oh, yeah. So... I don't want to go into too much today about too many of the stories they tell, because you should watch the movie. It's great. But one of the stories that was a particular favorite of mine that I'm just going to touch on from the movie was that – so first of all, Adam Yauch or MCA, he was kind of the – he was really the most creative one, right? Like, so he was kind of the driving force behind the band. He was a little bit older, I think, too. And he unfortunately passed away in 2012, but – man, he seemed just like he was a really super cool guy. Anyway, before they were signed, and while they were first starting to, you know, change from a punk band to a rap group, they went into Yauch's apartment one day, and he had this reel-to-reel tape deck, and he had the tape stretched out around like a mic stand and a chair. And I guess what he'd done is he'd taken the drum intro from When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin, and he'd use the tape and literally like cut and pasted this drum loop and slowed it down. And with this reel to reel, you know, tape deck, which, you know, is crazy. Now we would just, you know, press a few buttons and slide.
Copy paste.
Yeah. So, and really quickly, I want to talk about Zeppelin's influence on the Beastie Boys. I mean, they were obviously a huge influence on them. They use quite a few samples in their first album. She's Crafty uses the guitar lick from The Ocean, you know, and Rhymin' and Stealin' ended up being the song they used for this Zeppelin drum loop that he created. So, and actually, from a personal note, I didn't really dig Zeppelin back then when that song came out. When I realized where that drum beat came from, and I went to listen to the Zeppelin song, that's when I got hooked on Zeppelin. So, like, really, if it had been for the Beastie Boys, I probably never would have gotten into Zeppelin. And like, they're one of my favorite bands now. So, thanks to the Beastie Boys for that. So we're going to play Rhymin' and Stealin', and you can hear that When the Levee Breaks drum loop. And then we're going to play a little Zeppelin. We're going to play the Immigrant Song, which you can hear in Thor Ragnarok
and Shrek 2.
School of Rock. Yeah.
Shrek 2 as well. There it is.
Because mutiny on a mountain is what we're all about.
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. 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 Touching and cracking and robbing and stealing. Robbing and ripping, busting through in the ceiling.
Zeppelin 3, Thor, Ragnarok, and Shrek, and other things.
School of Rock.
School of Rock. Can't forget School of Rock. And that was Led Zeppelin, The Immigrant Song. It's Mark with my good friend Simon on the Skype line, and we're co-hosting this thing from social isolation, as everyone should be, and I think we're doing a pretty good job of it. And we're talking tonight about the Beastie Boys.
Right on, yeah. Just a quick, the School of Rock Immigrant Song connection. If you ever get the chance to watch the extras, there's a crowd video that Jack Black recorded to ask Robert Plant and Jimmy Page if they can use the Immigrant Song. It's pretty funny. So if you get a chance to watch that sometime, you should check that out. Right now, I want to talk about a little bit more about MCA or Adam Yauch, who is the member who passed away, unfortunately. He did a lot of the directing of their videos and created their videos and even their album artwork. And he had this alter ego called Nathaniel Hornblower that he directs under. It's so funny. He's hilarious when he's Nathaniel Hornblower. Best example is in the MTV Music Awards the year that – I don't remember what year it was, but the year that Sabotage video was up for Best Director, which was directed by Spike Jonze. They didn't win, and then Nathaniel Hornblower sort of crashes the stage and starts complaining about why they should have won, and Michael Stipe was going to win for REM, and it's pretty funny. So you check that out. It's actually in the movie if you want to check out the movie. But they never mention once like that Ad Rock or sorry that MCA is Nathaniel Hornblower. Like the Beastie Boys just say it's Yauch's weird uncle from Switzerland or Sweden. And he never admits to his alter ego. He does a great job of it. It's really funny. I think they must have watched some Monty Python for sure to get that inspiration. But in 2006, Nathaniel Hornblower directed a concert video of the Beastie Boys. It was called Awesome. I effing shot that. And basically they created it by giving 50 audience members at a sold-out concert at Madison Square Gardens. They gave them all camcorders and told them to leave them running no matter what. And then they took all this footage from these 50 camcorders and they made a concert video. And it was a good show. So we're going to play a song that they played on that concert video.
It's Pass the Mic. It's the Beastie Boys on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Walk two fields of soul from the way that I talk. And this is me, y'all. I am C, y'all.
Beastie Boys, Pass the Mic on the Soundtrack Show. We're talking all about the Beasties tonight, and that's what we're doing. So, and I say we because I got my friend Simon on the line.
Yeah, so you can't really talk about the Beastie Boys, especially their origins, without mentioning Run DMC. Beastie Boys were really influenced by Run DMC. They kind of based their whole thing off Run DMC, and they one of their big first tours was with Run DMC. So they were friends and they hung out and they influenced each other a lot. And I was checking stuff out. I thought we should play some Run DMC, and I was reminded, I'd completely forgotten, that Run DMC does the Ghostbusters theme for Ghostbusters 2, which is pretty hilarious. So I thought we could have played Christmas in Hollis because it's in like dozens of movies and TV shows, but it's not Christmas. And I mean, I think Ghostbusters 2 by Run DMC is sort of like a unsung hero. It's pretty good, and I don't think people play it very often. So
I play it once in a while. Here you go. Well, Ghostbusters 2, Run DMC.
Must be able to say ain't afraid of no ghost.
Neither are we. Hey, it's Mark and Simon, and this is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. That was Run DMC from Ghostbusters 2 and the theme from Ghostbusters and their version of it. There you go. And they're related to Beastie Boys.
All right, so we're wrapping things up. We're going to play one more track, and it's going to be Sabotage, of course. I did promise we were going to play it. Sabotage is used probably most frequently of all of the different Beastie Boys songs that are in movies and TV shows. The best use of it, I think, was in Star Trek Beyond, which was the third J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie. And it was used in the first one, too. They refer to it as classical music, which I think is hilarious. And then I won't, you know, spoil the movie, but basically in Star Trek Beyond, they use the track Sabotage by the Beastie Boys to save the world. The Beastie Boys saved the world in Star Trek.
The galaxy, Beyond, actually. Not just one
galaxy,
world.
Which I love.
All the worlds,
I love
really.
That. It was the best part of the whole movie. I thought it was great. So to finish things off for the evening, and we're going to play that Sabotage. And thanks for listening, everybody. And Mark, thanks for having me again.
Thanks, Simon. Appreciate the help. And as he said, this will be it, everybody. Have a great week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and hope everything is well with you guys. And be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody.